Good morning. We have to always start with the slide of Seattle on a sunny day because there's nothing prettier than that, so we always start there. So good morning. My name is Wendy Nakatsukasa Ono, and I'm with the Center for Health Training and the Region 10 Infertility Prevention Project. And my colleague David Fine and I are very happy to share with you some one-year-old, so very new results from a concurrency item that we added in the Region 10 IPP. So we have two objectives for today's presentation. Let me get to that slide. So the first is to describe concurrency among all women 25 and younger screened in Region 10 IPP Family Planning and Reproductive Health Clinics in calendar year 2009. And the second is to at least begin to talk about some implications for service delivery. As some of you in the room know, some of you know quite intimately, those of you who are from Region 10 and nicely came this morning, we're very unique and fortunate in that we have a common data form, or we usually call it the lab slip, the famous lab slip, to collect individual level measures across sites. And so in January 2009, the Region 10 IPP began implementing a new lab slip, which includes a new sexual risk behavior measure. And it reads, did any of your sex partners in the last 12 months have sex of any type with someone else while they were still in a sexual relationship with you? And our regional advisory committee in Region 10, and I see some of our program partners here, really decided to collect those concurrency data based on literature by Lisa and Dr. Aral and many others in the field, research conducted by Holly Howard, who's sitting in the back of the room, and her colleagues at the California Department of Public Health, CDC input, and our general regional interest in concurrency. So as indicated in our objectives, we looked at all chlamydia test records for women age 25 and younger, screened again in Region 10 IPP Family Planning and Reproductive Health sites in 2009. And our study population included about 67,000 records, nearly half from Washington State, about a third from Oregon, and the remaining 20% from Alaska and Idaho. And overall, chlamydia positivity in our sample was about 6%. I gave you the wording for the concurrency item on the lab slip, which was quite the task to come to, and Holly's laughing. It was quite a challenge. Our lab slip is about this big, and so adding an item is always a space challenge. But again, the wording for that question is, did any of your sex partners in the last 12 months have sex of any type with someone else while they were still in a sexual relationship with you? And where we had to abbreviate were really the response options. And so those responses ended up being yes, definitely, not sure, possibly, and no, unlikely. And so David and I developed that wording again based on a whole series of conversations with Holly, who was gracious enough to help us whittle those words down so they would fit in that tiny little space on our lab slip. So with that, let's take a look at the data. So among all clients, about 15% reported that their sex partners in the last 12 months definitely had concurrent sex partners. And about 40% reported that their sex partners possibly had concurrent sex partners. And about that same percentage reported that it was unlikely that their partners had had concurrent sex partners. When we looked at concurrency by age category, we found that concurrency was relatively comparable across categories. And as a side note, about 40% of our clients in our sample were 15 to 19 years of age. About 60% were 20 to 24 years of age. Similarly, concurrency was relatively comparable. Oops, I almost tipped over the podium. Relatively comparable across race and ethnicity. However, Black or African American clients reported that their sex partners possibly had concurrent sex partners slightly more often, about 55% versus somewhere in the range of 40 to 45% for clients from other racial ethnic groups, and that's indicated by that dark red bar in the middle of each series. And reported that it was unlikely that their partners had concurrent sex partners slightly less often, so about 30% versus somewhere in the upper 30 to 40% to lower 40% range for clients from other racial ethnic communities. And that's indicated by that blue-gray bar at the bottom of each series. In addition, American Indian and Alaska Native clients reported that their sex partners definitely had concurrent sex partners slightly more often, about 20% versus somewhere in the mid-teens for clients from other racial and ethnic communities. Perhaps not surprisingly, clients who had one or more behavioral risks and one or more clinical findings and who tested positive for chlamydia in the last 12 months were more likely to report that their sex partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners. And you can see that here. Interestingly, among those who had one or more behavioral risks, nearly 40% reported that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent sex partners. And among those who had one or more clinical findings and who tested positive for chlamydia in the last 12 months, about a third reported that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent sex partners. When we drilled down and looked at some of the selected behavioral risk factors, those who reported having two or more sex partners, a new sex partner, or a symptomatic sex partner in the last 60 days were more likely to report that their sex partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners than those who did not. And those who did not use condoms at last sex were more likely to report that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent sex partners. And then in terms of chlamydia positivity, we found that positivity was higher among those who reported that their sex partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners than among those who reported that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent partners. So as you can see, a little over 6%, about 6.5% for the not sure possibly category versus about 5% for those who reported that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent sex partners. In our multivariate measures associated with chlamydia included concurrency, as well as some other measures that you might expect, so age, race, ethnicity, reason for visit, exposure specifically to chlamydia in the last 60 days, behavioral risks in the last 60 days, the ones I mentioned earlier, and one or more clinical findings. Women who reported that their sex partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners were more likely to test positive for chlamydia than those who reported that it was unlikely that their sex partners had concurrent sex partners. And in addition, it was interesting to note that the variation in concurrency that we observed among Black and American Indian and Alaska Native clients was not significant when we looked at race and concurrency interactions. So based on our analysis, what we found, just to summarize, was that concurrency was relatively comparable across age and race ethnicity, although there was some variation among Black and American Indian and Alaska Native clients that I think we'll want to explore as we move further with this and gather more data. And clients who had one or more behavioral risks and clinical findings and who tested positive for chlamydia in the last 12 months were more likely to report that their sex partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, clients who reported that they did not use condoms at last sex were more likely to report that their sex partners were unlikely to have concurrent sex partners. And finally, positivity was higher among women who reported that their partners definitely or possibly had concurrent sex partners than among those who reported that their partners were unlikely to have concurrent partners. So in terms of future tasks, I think we have a number of them. As I mentioned, this is one-year-old data, so we're still in the process of gathering it, and we actually just got our raw data a couple of weeks ago, so we haven't had much time to work with it at all. But I know that one of the things that we want to do is to explore concurrency among other age groups. Certainly want to look at concurrency among male clients and in other site types, STD sites, for example. And then to examine concurrency further by race and ethnicity and other individual level risk factors. We're also, through a special project funded through the Infertility Prevention Project, Also looking at barriers to collecting concurrency data, because I think, you know, it's quite a challenge, as those of you know who work in those settings. And so we're doing a relatively small number, but I think it will be very helpful and will inform our future efforts, a series of key informant interviews with our state STD and family planning partners within each of the states, four states in our region. We'll also be talking with clinic staff to see what the barriers are to collecting these concurrency data. We're certainly not finding any problems in collecting it, at least from a missing data standpoint. We don't have a lot of missing data, so that's sort of the good news in it. But we certainly acknowledge that, you know, the wording can get cumbersome in that clinic setting, and want to see what those barriers are, how we can improve that for the future, as well as, I think, begin to think about ways, and Holly and I talked about this yesterday, ways that we can begin to translate what we know and understand about concurrency and sexual networks into actual messages between providers and clients. So thank you very much for your time and attention, and I welcome any comments or questions that you might have. I think, in general, what we see is sort of a mix of both annual and initial exams and non-routine visits. I can't remember, David, do you know, like, roughly what our split? It's comparable, right? Right. Sure. No, we didn't. We came to this particular question just based on sort of what we felt the literature out there were pointing to. So that's why we went with this wording. It was a question we got a lot as we looked at it as a region about what language to put on the lab slip. I think that's an important issue to think about in the future. Sure. No, I think that's an excellent point, and certainly there are many, many issues around this, around concurrency, that we'd like to explore, looking at all of the different things that you suggested. So I think that'll be another item in our list of future tasks. Thanks.
Thank you, Wendy. That was terrific.